2 years ago, when Arizona closed 15 state parks to save money, tourism suffered. Jay Rehm is assistant director.
No one really differentiates between state parks, county parks, or national parks. They just assumed Arizona is closed. When the message, all the parks are open, got out, it didn't get near as much national attention as parks closing.
Now California is getting the negative publicity. Tourists complaining on travel blogs about closed trails and campgrounds. Mark Landon runs Nature Corps, a volunteer park conservation organization in California.
The state relies very heavily on tourism. We just can't afford to have word getting out that, you know, the resources are closed and, you know, they're not in the best condition, especially in this economic environment.
State legislators in Arizona and California are making it easier for nonprofits, cities, and counties to operate parks. More than a dozen parks have reopened in Arizona with the help of community partnerships. The Hopi tribe has kicked in $175,000 to keep Homolivi State Park open. Parks now rely heavily on volunteers to maintain trails and infrastructure. But park directors say without rangers, many parks are vulnerable to poachers, pot growers, and smugglers. In Flagstaff, I'm Laurel Morales.